From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Friday, October 25th. The city of Chico announced it's preparing to clear another group of homeless encampments across town. NSPR's Alex Stutson visited one area set to be cleared and spoke with residents there.
The city said it will soon begin the process of notifying and eventually removing unhoused residents in three areas across Chico. In total, over 50 people are being forced to relocate. That's more people than there are shelter beds currently available in the city. Typically, the city is legally required to have enough beds before sweeping encampments, but it said in a press release yesterday that many being displaced in this enforcement have refused shelter in the past, meaning they don't have to offer them shelter again. Amanda McSweeney has a camp at Lower Bidwell Park, which is set to be cleared by the city. She says she chose to camp here because the tourist shelter wasn't a good fit and she didn't reach the criteria for the Genesis Pallet Shelter.
They have not offered me it because I guess I didn't reach the
criteria?
Yes, that one. Apparently, most people with dogs or a couple or already have a teammate can meet that criteria. Usually goes into a pallet shelter.
James Snyder, who's also camping at Bidwell Park, says he'd also stay at the pallet shelter if given the chance. But after bad experiences with the Torres shelter, it's not an option for him.
I have to figure out how to move all my crap. Otherwise, they're going to throw it away. They get a clamp truck and they just clamp all your crap and toss it in a dumpster.
There are currently 36 available micro units at the Genesis Pallet Shelter, according to the city's website. The shelter has a long wait list with hundreds of requests, but Jesus Center staff did not respond to requests for comment on why the site had vacant units despite the apparent demand. The Jesus Center manages the site along with the city of Chico. The city also did not return a request for comment by deadline. In the meantime, James Snyder's plan is to move to the next park he can find that hasn't been closed off yet and keep repeating the process. He says right now he's just trying to survive. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
Election Day is coming up, and voters in Butte County may be wondering when they'll get to know the results. Butte County's Registrar of Voters, Keaton Denley, says the first unofficial update on results will be posted on election night.
Our office does not make any projections as far as who we think is going to win or anything like that. We do just post updates to the election results as they're available. So those results will start being posted around 8:15 on election night, and we will update those regularly when we have meaningful updates to them.
It will also take time for elections officials to make those results official.
California just recently passed a new law where we are not allowed to make our election results final or certify them until 28 days after the election. And that's brand new for this election. We've never had to do that before.
Denley encourages those who haven't voted yet to do so in any way that's most comfortable, whether that's by mail or in person. And if you haven't registered, you can still vote by casting a conditional ballot in person on Election Day. And in further election news, a candidate running for the District 1 Senate seat has run afoul of campaign disclosure laws. The Fair Political Practices Commission on Wednesday filed a complaint in Butte Superior Court seeking an injunction and monetary penalties against Dave Fennell. According to KRCR, the commission said it has repeatedly called on Fennell and his campaign to file required disclosure statements, but has been ignored. KRCR says Fennell has a history of noncompliance with political financial disclosures. The FPPC is California's ethics and campaign watchdog. And with less than 2 weeks left for voters to cast their ballots, political activists in Shasta County are again pushing for changes in the county's election rules. NSPR's Ken DeVall has more.
According to the Reading Record Searchlight, objectors are calling on the county to move from machine to hand counting, hold single-day elections, and adopt single-day vote counting. That would violate state law. The paper reports one activist told supervisors at the last board meeting that, quote, it's time to stand up and not be afraid of the state. The Shasta County Grand Jury has twice before investigated fraud claims and found no electoral irregularities. The former Registrar of Voters repeatedly insisted that single-day counting is a practical impossibility and that voting machines have proven to be more accurate than hand counts. The current Registrar of Voters told the Searchlight that he'll certify the election if he concludes it is carried out in a fair and legal manner, and he anticipates that that will be the case. In Chico, I'm Ken DeVall.
Finally, the Sacramento River Basin and its floodplains cover over 1,000 square miles between Sacramento and Chico. Now, a new federal and state partnership is enhancing flood protection and wildlife habitats in the basin. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the signing of a new Memorandum of Understanding on Wednesday. The MOU improves state and federal coordination on the planning, design, and implementation of floodplain projects in the basin. These projects are intended to increase flood protection, restore habitats and ecosystems, improve groundwater recharge and water supplies, and sustain farming and wetland operations. And those are your headlines for Friday, October 25th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.